Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hi, Dave Moore. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am tremendous. Even more happy now that I'm speaking to you and seeing your beautiful face all the way from, is it Italia?
Yes, we're in Florence, Italy, believe it or not. Have you ever been here?
I have never been to Florence. I've been to Italy many times, but I haven't ventured there yet. How is it?
It's fantastic. I love it. It's really great. But I can't wait to come and see you. I've never been to Dublin, you know.
You see, this is my next question. Well, sorry, before we move on from Italy, just for a second, because I think I'd like to get your sense of taste here. What is your favorite food item in the wonderful world of Italian cuisine?
Oh, you are so interesting. Well, I'll tell you, we had, I don't know if it's native to here, but we had a nice pizza the other day. I had a so-called vegetarian pizza. They had, the kids had a, we have two boys, 9 and 10, they and Emily, they all had margarita pizzas, and I had a vegetarian pizza, and I like that. Pasta, you know.
Yes.
I'm a pasta fiend, so I'm crazy about that. What else?
Can I just say, there's so many things in Italian cuisine, but I have never had a bad tiramisu. Not once. And I've eaten them all over the world. They might be the greatest thing ever.
Yes, they are. They're fantastic. Tiramisu and the desserts. And how about the gelato here?
Oh,
you know, it's unbelievable. I've never had a bad one of those either.
No, you're right. But listen, we should focus on your trip to Dublin, because it is going to be incredible. We are so excited. Have you spent much time in Ireland at all, Dublin aside?
I have, this will be my first time there, believe it or not.
Jeff, we're so excited to have you.
I am so excited to be there. What should I absolutely do besides seeing everybody who shows up for the show and playing our best jazz music and having fun and playing with everybody there? What should I do besides, if I have another spare moment? Should I see anything?
Yes, definitely. Okay, so you're first of all, I should tell you, you're performing at a wonderful venue. It's one of the nicest venues in Ireland, but it has an Irish name in it.
Bordgosh.
Yeah, look at you. I don't even need to teach you how to pronounce Bordgosh Energy Theatre. Perfection, as I suspected. Yes.
I can't wait to get there. Okay, what else?
When you're there, it is right down on the canal basin in the middle of Dublin, right? So this beautiful canal rolls through Dublin and it ends up there, this beautiful place where your theatre is. You can get in an amphibious World War II vehicle called the Viking Splash Tour. And you can drive through the streets of Dublin with a wonderful guide who will teach you everything about Dublin and how it was founded in 988 AD and how the Vikings came and their impact on us. And then they drive the amphibious vehicle into the canal basin and you drive around to the Bordgosh Energy Theatre and you will love every second of it. And so will Emily and the boys.
Hey, thank you. I wrote that down. Viking Splash Tour. I'm going.
My job is done here, Jeff. I've achieved a wonderful thing.
I'll be there. So the Vikings came there. Hey, did you see that movie, The Northmen?
Yes.
That was about Vikings, wasn't it?
It was one of those violent movies I've seen. I love that. It was a great movie.
Oh, that was good. And Nicole Kidman. I loved that movie, too.
Tell me this. People will know you from your illustrious acting career, but maybe this band leader, jazz pianist guy is a new face for them on Mr. Jeff Goldblum. So tell us, go back in time. Where did this all start for you?
Our parents were very good, and there were four of us kids, and they gave us all music lessons, which seems to be a good thing to do for kids. We've got these two boys, like I say, we're giving them piano lessons, and they're taking to it. They're pretty good. So they gave us lessons, and I started to play, but it wasn't until a couple of years in when my teacher gave me a jazz arrangement of, I think, Alley Cat.
Go on, play it for me.
That and that syncopation Beautiful. Just got to me, and I just played more than I ever had. I started to really practice so that I could play that. And then by and by, I snuck my way into a couple of jobs in Pittsburgh in cocktail lounges and got a couple of jobs playing jazz. And then my acting career, I took off, and I always kept a piano with me, but I snuck it in a couple of movies like The Fly character wound up playing the piano, and Earth Girls Are Easy, I played the piano in it. And then about 30 years ago, I'd done that movie, Buckaroo Banzai, with Peter Weller, who likes to play jazz horn. And we went to each other's houses and played. And then he was friendly with, believe it or not, Miles Davis, who said, oh, yeah, I know you and Jeff. You should get a gig whenever you're not working on movies and play with real musicians, and you'll get better and you'll have fun. And that's what we started to do. And that's how it started.
Wow.
And then about 10 years, Tom Lewis from Fontana and Verve said, hey, Jeff, you should do an album with us. And now here we are with our fourth, fifth album, Night Blooms, coming out June 5th.
June 5th, yeah. Night Blooms, still blooming. It's going to be an absolutely incredible album. May I ask, Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. So may I ask you to tell the story of who is Mildred Snitzer?
Mildred Snitzer was a real person, a friend of the families in Pittsburgh, especially my mom. She and Shirley, my mom, would go have dinner or lunch once a week, and she'd come over. I remember her. She was quite the character. And then a couple of years into our band adventure, we got asked to be at the Hollywood Bowl playing at the Playboy Jazz Festival. Oh, wow. And they said, hey, we got to put a name in the program. We'd been under the radar until then. Sure. So I thought of her and this name. I thought that was fun. And we've been the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra ever since. And then Mildred Snitzer lived to be about 104. And she showed up at one of our gigs one time in her 90s and dressed up in a sequined gown and started bopping around. Yeah, she liked it. How about that?
That's incredible. I think what I would love my listeners to do now who are listening is to text in on 087-4100-102. Who was your mother's best friend? So write in your name and your mother's best friend and then the word orchestra. So for example, for me, Jeff, it would have been David Moore and the Pauline Giles Orchestra.
I love it. That's great. Pauline Giles, hello. Yes.
That's so good. Listen, I love your band, Jeff, and I've listened to it a lot, and I really dig the collaborations that you do, okay?
Like, thank you so much.
Taylor Swift's Lover, sung by Hayley Reinhardt and you guys, is just so beautiful. You've worked with Kelly Clarkson. Scarlett Johansson, who knew that she had this jazz voice?
Oh, she's a fantastic singer. We'd done a couple of movies, Wes Anderson movies together. And at one of the premieres, she said, hey, I should record with you guys. And she had that idea of out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. And we did it in this bossa nova style. Oh, I love what she does with us. She's fantastic. I like our music.
I like it too. And then if we flip the whole thing, you were recently a guest feature on one of my favorite artists ever in the whole world on his record, Until It Happens to You by Charlie Puth. You appear on that.
Yes. We had a very good time. He came to our studio in Highland Park in Los Angeles, this very interesting part of town. And we had a great few hours there. We had a very nice time. And then he did a song on Night Blooms, which is coming out. Mm-hmm. He did that classic standard, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Oh, he does what he does with that. And he does a 5-part harmony with himself. He gave us all 5 tracks and improvises on a keyboard. And oh, he's fantastic. And then he came on stage with us at the Troubadour. We did 3 sold out shows there in Los Angeles. And I showed up at his gig. He did it at the Blue Note in Los Angeles. And I went and did something with him there.
Okay, let's talk Ariana and Cynthia Erivo, because they are 2 wonderful people to collaborate with. However did you decide to come up with those? Where did you meet those ladies?
Well, you know, I did those Wicked movies with them.
Oh, yes, those little things.
They were the witches, and I was the Oz man. I was the Wizard of Oz. And we would be on the set, and they're so warm and gracious. And even though they're the best singers in the world, you know, and most popular, successful singers in the world, they allowed us all to sing together every song that I ever heard of, including I started to sing one day, I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do. I Don't Know Why I Just Do. And Ariana Grande said, hey, what are you singing that for? My grandfather sang that to me every day. Yeah, that's what I said. And I said, hey, we have this band, if you ever want to record with us. And she said, yes, I do. I will. How about that? And I said, well, how about just you, Cynthia, if you want to do something? She said, yeah. And then we figured out that song, people know We'll Meet Again. Yeah. So it just happened like that. How about that?
That's incredible. And Wicked, I mean, what an incredible adventure for you to go on and play, as you said, the Oz Man. I mean, this is such a brilliant dare I call it a prequel, dare I call it, it's just another thing. But, you know, given the special place in the heart of the world for the 1939 Wizard of Oz, to be able to come up with something that sits so beautifully in that universe.
Well, it's Stephen Schwartz who And Winnie Holtzman, who came up with the book 20 years ago, and then I saw it on Broadway with the original cast, Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, and I was crying like a baby. It really is something. Stephen Schwartz's music is just a knockout, and it's taken the world by storm. It's been one of the most successful for 2 decades stage shows, and yeah. Then John M. Chu, great director, figured out a way to turn it into not one but 2 movies, and they asked me to be the Wizard. I saw the original Wizard on stage, which was played by Joel Grey, believe it or not, whom I came to know a little bit. But I'm a big fan of the original movie, too.
Sure.
And in this next series of shows, we might be doing a song or two from that movie.
Oh, right. Amazing. Because my 11-year-old daughter is a big singer-dancer, and she's just gotten a part of Scarecrow in their production of Wizard of Oz, and she's beside herself.
Well, I'll bet she knows the song then, and I might be singing it as a duet, and we sing it on this next album, you know, If I Only Had a Brain.
Yep.
I could roll over the hours, conferring with the flowers.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I love that song. And Over the Rainbow is, I think, the most famous song ever done in a movie. You know?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Now, look, you've acted in so many things. You've been in so many iconic movies. You've delivered so many iconic lines with your iconic voice. Do you have one that sticks out to you that you kind of enjoy, that people might shout at you when they're passing in a white van? You go, ha, 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 that one's pretty good.
Oh, let's see. Movies. Well, you know, I have been lucky, like you say. I've been so many people like those Wicked movies. That really rang the bell for a lot of people. They like the dinosaur movies. They liked Jurassic Park. They like Independence Day.
Oh, that's one of my favorites, actually. When you talk about the, you punched the president and you said, he wasn't the president then.
That's right. The great Bill Pullman was the president. My dad played by Judd Hirsch. And then they like The Fly. They like The Big Chill. They like Chaos. I did a series called Chaos recently where I played Zeus, the king of the gods. A lot of people saw that and liked that. So I get different. I'm always surprised when people come up and I'm interested in seeing what they're interested in.
And there's an iconic Irish comedy TV show called Father Ted about 3 priests who live on an island. And at one point, the young priest, who is kind of the silly, you know, fool amongst them, he says, "Here, Ted, do you remember that movie where your man transplants his head onto the body of a fly and the body of the fly onto the... I think it was called Out of Africa."
That's so funny.
It's iconic. Have you kept anything from the movies? Have you got a dinosaur in your house?
That's funny you should say. Yes, Steven Spielberg gave me at the end of that movie a beautiful... Stan Winston had done those models.
Oh, yeah.
He gave me a beautiful... Velociraptor in a case. Oh yeah, it's one of my treasured objects.
Incredible. What a thing to have. And Jeff, lots of people, good and bad, have done impressions of your beautiful, iconic speaking voice. Some of them are so good, and I've seen some of the people do them to you, which is great when you both go back and forth. But I wonder, is there a Jeff, because does Jeff Goldblum have a go-to impersonation of someone? Is there someone you do?
Oh, that's so interesting. Not really. I'm a sucker for impersonators. I love all manner of impersonations, but I did a movie called Silverado, and I just do an impersonation of Rosanna Arquette, who was a great actor. She was in that movie. I do an impersonation of her mouth. It goes like this. You're not looking at me.
Sure.
I'll utter a word with my lips pursed the way she does. Okay. This is her. Brutal land. Yeah. That's my impression.
Rosanna Arquette's lips. I love it. Jeff, we cannot wait to see Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, the Night Blooms World Tour in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre on the 30th of May. I believe it will be a night of music and story. Will you tell us a tale or two?
I'm going to tell you every story I have ever heard. I'll pester you with anything you want, plus this music. I can't wait to see you.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. We're looking forward to it, Jeff. Thank you so much for taking the time in beautiful Italy today to talk all about it. Say hi to Emily and the boys, and we'll see you when you come over here. Do the Viking Splash Tour.
Thank you, my friend. I'm going to go. I can't wait. Thanks to you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Dave Moore on Today FM.